Because of COVID-19, Fashion Week is going virtual this summer. Digital Fashion Weeks for London, Milan, and Paris will be held this month and next month. Hannah Marriott is fashion editor at The Guardian. She joins us now from just outside London. Hi, Hannah.
Hi there.
So how does a digital fashion week work exactly?
Well, that's a very good question, because I think nobody really knows yet. It's such a change for the industry. The industry has been so rooted in this quite old-fashioned system of, you know, real-life shows. And for that to just suddenly end is, you know, really quite a seismic change for fashion. And even though we all live on the internet and it's, you know, such a major part of all of our lives, it hasn't been so far as easy to replicate the fashion show experience online. London has already had its digital fashion week, and it got quite mixed reviews, actually. There were some really brilliant, sort of innovative, collaborative and thoughtful projects, but actually there weren't really any clothes on show, or very minimal clothes on show, because the other part of the industry that's been completely upended by COVID-19 is production. And so a lot of people couldn't actually produce their collections in lockdown. So it became a sort of cultural platform with lots of talks and films and that kind of thing. On the other hand, a brand called Hanifa, which is a Congolese brand, you know, much more sort of independent than the big sort of London Fashion Week banner, did a fashion show about a month ago now. And it was absolutely spectacularly brilliant. I think partially because the designer had been working on digital catwalks before now, whereas a lot of these brands are looking at these issues for the first time.
So what do you mean by digital catwalk? How does that work exactly?
Well, really interestingly, a digital catwalk could mean almost anything. In theory, it could mean virtual models walking down a virtual catwalk, you know, complete avatars. Or it could mean, you know, for some people, a fashion film could be, more of a standard film, one model walking through a catwalk, but you haven't got the audience there, so you haven't got the sort of social distancing problem. Or it could even be something even more high tech. You know, people have been talking about virtual reality as something that looks like it might happen maybe by September. So it's kind of, there's such a broad range of sort of options and ideas. For a lot of it, the tech is kind of in its infancy, and we're still at a sort of experimental stage.
Well, fashion shows can cost millions of dollars to put together. I imagine a virtual fashion show would cut the cost down pretty significantly.
Completely. And that's what I thought was so great about, if we compare one other digital fashion show that's happened, actually, is Chanel Cruise. Obviously, Chanel is an iconic brand, very deep pockets, you know, they have access to the best of the best. And actually, their fashion show kind of felt a bit like a normal film. And what I thought was really interesting was with Hanifa's show, she must have had a fraction of Chanel's budget, but the digital format enabled her to innovate. And so she had this sort of really 3D looking kind of like statuesque. And so I think that's a really great thing, actually, is that fashion houses are going to have to stop doing fashion shows anyway, because they're all in the red because of the pandemic and they're looking for ways to cut budget. Mm-hmm. But then on the other hand, I really hope that this might level the playing field a bit, and people who couldn't afford to show at the traditional fashion weeks might get a chance to make a splash online through virtue of their creativity rather mm-hmm. than their budgets.
Now, the industry overall is worth something like $2.5 trillion in global revenue. I remember living in New York when fashion show would happen. It was a big deal. Lots of people coming in from out of town. It obviously has an impact not just on the fashion industry, but also on the city that's hosting it. So what kind of impact do you think we'll see financially from what's happening right now?
Yeah, I think in terms of sort of the absence of the whole circus of Fashion Week, you know, we know that that's going to be at least for the rest of the year. I would say that that's not going to be happening, you know, very possibly longer. It's all the hotels, it's all the drivers, it's all the security guards, it's all the restaurants, you know, there definitely will be a huge economic impact. And then, of course, there's fashion, which is in this sort of enforced pause, where, you know, people, there's a problem with both supply and demand. You know, in some cases, they're still not able to access certain materials, but they're also, there's this massive pause on consumption in that all of us aren't doing the things we usually do over summer that make us buy clothes, like go to the mm-hmm. office, go on holiday. You know, from sort of both ends, the fashion industry is just, it's completely been turned upside down.
Well, do you think that the rebound will happen within the next year? Do you think people will be rushing to go out and buy things that will allow them to look as good as they want to look?
I don't think so. I don't think it will be within the next year. I know Chanel's CEO said today they think it's the impact's going to be felt for at least a couple of years. So earlier this week, British shops were opened up again, real life shops, and you saw these queues outside various shops. And I think there will be that initial excitement, and we've seen that in different cities, but it just seems to be leveling off at the moment without anything to dress up for. I just can't see why, I just cannot see it recovering to anywhere near the level that we're used to seeing.
That is Hannah Marriott, who is the fashion editor at The Guardian. The fashion industry is going digital for fashion weeks this summer. Hannah, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.